This is highly anticipated by like 7 people. Draft day, live watch.
Wow.
Never been done before. Probably for good reason. Just have a movie playing in the background while you talk over it.
Never be done again. Yeah. Ever in history.
It's like Mystery Science Theater without being able to see anything. So if you've never seen Draft Day, like Tyler, at least he's going to be watching it. You at home, you're a wild boy.
I might be watching it. I mean, you know, 30 minutes in, I'm just asleep. Probably just elbows me.
It would be funny if I was just talking about the movie while narrating your sleep.
There's R.E.M. There he is. His eyeballs are twitching.
So what is your expectation for this as, like, the opening scenes of, like, Desert Dunes roll?
I'm expecting, like, Devlin was really selling it to me right before I walked in here. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, it's a bad movie. And I was like, this is, like, if this is the best movie of all time, I'd never watch it. Right. I never want to see, like, Gone with the Wind. Or, yeah.
This, yeah.
But if it's, and I was like, I remember the commercials, like, Kevin Costner just screamed, like, we're going to draft the person. And I was like, yep, just how it goes in the real world.
It's like I was saying to Arian Foster the other day, who's in this, your close personal friend.
Yes.
They just, at the beginning of the movie, jam so much into no reason. Like I said, like, his dad's the old coach. He dies.
Damn.
The pregnancy. Like, you don't even see the death. They just bring it up.
Chicago. So
there's about 13 hours until the draft begins.
Okay.
Watch how many things happen in these next 13 hours.
So this is like right now. Like today, we're, right. Yeah, we're talking on draft day. This is what is going on right now. Oh, boy. Topical. I can't wait till we do this whole thing and no one ever hears it. Is that the Birdman?
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes.
No, there are some real cameos in this. They didn't mess around.
What was the budget on this movie?
Billions,
like, big deal,
billions.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
It's like, let's fucking go.
I can't wait to, like, draft day sell spikes. People are going to, like, rent or buy this movie just to follow along with us.
Oh, yeah. Someone just told me they just lowered the price to $5 on, iTunes. So people are going to be buying this like hotcakes.
Yeah, let's go.
So, yeah, it's midnight in Seattle somehow.
They're 12 hours behind, don't
yeah,
you
like
know?
Yeah, like it says, 12 hours until draft.
Okay. My Seahawks, and who is it? Is that the coach from Ballers? The Dolphins hit? Nah, that's not him.
No. He's in a lot of shit. I just don't know who he is.
Wow. Chad McBride. You weren't bullshitting about the cameo.
I like how they spell out the entire trade for people with no idea.
You have to say, but what is the number 2? It's a second round draft pick. What's a draft pick? They don't fans are idiots.
They have that conversation the morning of the draft.
Right, yeah.
Weeks, they didn't just spring the first overall pick on them.
Right. I love that. Yeah, they just cut straight to Cleveland. Who's the dumbest idiot you know on the banks of Cleveland, Ohio?
Again, first overall pick. Wisconsin Badger quarterback. Lock of the century.
Russell Wilson, they got history. Damn,
just
died. Yeah.
Just died.
Prime?
Like, think of how many, like, different shots they had to do. Like, they had to film this.
Right.
They had to film a fake, like, bowl game touchdown.
Look how terrible this, like, green screen is. They couldn't just have this on the TV, dude. Like, I'm hot. He just wrote down Bo Callahan.
Oh, that's an important piece of paper. Let me tell you.
Anytime, yeah, I watched him put it in his pocket. I know it's coming back to play. Like, anytime somebody coughs blood in a napkin. Is that Hillary Swank? Is it not Hillary Swank?
It's not Hillary Swank.
Damn. He old as fuck. What do you mean he's going to be there?
He's 28. These are all football years.
Ah.
That's Jennifer Garner, by the way.
Ah, okay.
She's in all those, like, credit card commercials.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I know her face from something.
From Million Dollar Baby. It's Hillary Swank.
Ah. You know I haven't seen that. She literally just walked out her door and into her car.
Hey. Yeah. It's not even her house.
I'm guessing there's some tension. Work, bitch. They both work for the Browns, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. That's the cap specialist.
I can see from that sticker. Mm-hmm.
So he's the GM. She works beneath him.
Oh!
And it's having his kid. They play this off to be a fun light thing throughout
God
this
damn.
Movie. As
right.
if, like, the Mavericks aren't going through.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm glad there's nothing, there's no relevant hashtag or movement going on right now like that. So is this supposed to be Carroll? Like from the
I mean, it's just like,
this,
it's
general...
like the Seahawks. Like he's like the assistant general manager, or the other guy's like the owner. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the number one pick. So Cleveland's got number two.
They've got number seven. Okay. But like he said, call the dumbest guy you know.
Fair.
Or the most, they say most desperate.
His name is Tom Michaels. They didn't even fucking try, Doug. Like they just... let's name him Steve Smithson.
He only asked for two firsts and a third. Like, not the worst.
To get from seven to one?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, to get your guy? They didn't even try, Doug. Brian Drew.
Fucked up his knee.
At it. Let's take him seven.
No, that's the guy they already have. In that's Cleveland's quarterback.
Got you. Okay, then no deal. Like you called me. Like what?
Tom's like, fuck, I thought that would work.
That didn't work. Call him back.
Folks, I believe the word Clevelander comes from the Latin word that means to have idiotic hope at all time and don't we ever.
Fucking fried. This is supposed to like make me like Cleveland? Like, you're supposed to like make me Cleveland endearing to me? That was the slowest DB I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It was. I've been there. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is dope as hell.
Is it?
Yeah, like legit.
I've only been to baseball and basketball.
I would like to go to both of those, actually. But, yeah, the football devil was dope.
Basketball's kind of just, like, in the middle of the hood.
I'm listening.
And then the baseball's, like, its own, like, whole town in, like, upstate New York.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. Like, I wish that's what basketball
yeah,
is. It's
yeah,
like,
because
Springfield's
yeah.
where basketball's from, so it makes sense. But Springfield's shit
just
now.
Just a piece of shit.
Like, I like the people I know from Springfield. It's just not a great place.
Fair. Is that Sonny Weaver?
Oh, yeah. He's going to meet the owner. Someone from Cleveland recently tweeted me, said the route he drove makes no fucking sense. There's 40-year-old Chadwick Boseman.
That's the owner. Wow.
No. He's one of the top prospects in the draft.
Oh. Yeah, now he's slick 47 in real life. The guy looks great. It's the worst tattoo I've ever seen. Look at that fake. Oh, that was the slowest pass rush I've ever seen. That was the worst move off the line.
He's 5'8".
That's Travis Mack from Ballers. This is the same universe. Look, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs before this is all over. Keep a sense of humor. I ain't stupid. Tell him, T'Challa. Why are you talking like that, man? You get it anywhere in the first round, my guy. Like, what?
I just call the GM being like, dude, I can't lose like $400,000. You got to take me.
Please.
I'm going to be shit after this first contract. I'm never getting
I've got nine kids.
Oh, they're not even his kids. We'll get to that.
Oh, boy. Those tattoos are terrible. I really hate fake movie tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
You draw. Why didn't you take any money in college, man? What you doing, Chad?
Yeah, at Ohio State.
Crew. Oh, look what we have here. This fresh-faced son of a gun here.
30-year-old Arian Foster play.
Who's, that's his agent?
That's his
Cruz's
father.
Age, of course.
That's his dad.
Terry Crews is like 36. Aaron is like 32.
Here, son. He sounds like Nelly here for some reason.
He kind of does. These old things.
Like, who is... they had to film all of this.
No, that's like, that's Jacques Patrick. That was Greg Jones footage.
Eric Foster was drafted zero times.
Yeah, he's looking the hell out of his lips. I don't know if that was a... I'm going to ask him if that was, like, on the script. Fire, Sonny. hurts a little. You talk about acting chops.
That's how it works. Nothing you can do.
So I call my old man, yeah. Like, dude.
So it's been an hour.
Okay.
And now he's at this water park with the team owner.
Sure.
Which, from what I've been told, it really exists in Cleveland, and it's 45 minutes away from where the Browns play. So he's taking an hour and a half out of his
way to gas up at the Conoco. Owner's gonna walk. No, I'm like, fuck you. I'm eating breakfast. Come talk to me.
This is year two. He's been on the job.
Accurate. Fucking stumped. So Arian is Callahan.
No, Arian's Ray Jennings.
Chadwick is Callahan.
Chadwick.
No one's counting.
The white quarterback we haven't met yet is counting.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gruden? Shots fired?
That's Chadwick.
Okay. I feel like as an adult, like seeing it in movies, I've never had to say the words, let me do my job. You see it all the time. Let me do my job, yeah. Man.
This is my crime scene.
Yeah. We'll take it from here.
You're out of your jurisdiction.
My jurisdiction? Why don't you listen to this stuff, man? What are you
local
doing?
Radio's like, good thing that guy died, so his shit-faced son.
This is me listening to my mentions in my head. He just cuts it off. I don't want to.
Another hour off the clock.
Well, yeah, the 45-minute drive, so. Flying to Andrew's luck. It's a number in the sky. It didn't work. I shouldn't have waited to the day of the draft. Answer it, man. It's like the. Who is that? It's just a number. I don't.
Okay, I'm ready to do this, Tom. Our next two number one picks, third rounder, your pick today. Direction. Next three.
He couldn't believe it.
Yeah. You're going to pull over. I can't drive and listen to this.
You want me to give you the Cleveland Browns first round picks for the next 3 years?
That's right.
Well, that's insane, Tom. That wasn't your offer.
Well, I changed my offer.
Okay, again, no deal. Like, see ya.
I made you a fair offer. You told me to enjoy my pancakes.
You think I'm going to give you my next three number one picks?
You panic and sunny, and I intend to take advantage.
Art of War. Who hold the phone like that?
No. Way out.
It's a wild way to hold it. Look at this guy. Lust in his eye. There are going to be people listening to this but not watching the movie and just not have any idea what's going on.
Oh, boy, Sonny.
Whoop, whoop. It's like a speeding ambulance.
Head coach Dennis Leary.
Are you kidding me? He's just calling all of Bill Hicks plays. I didn't know what he was going to say there. That's Willem Dafoe. That's not Dennis Leary.
He's a good player.
They can't believe it. He's like, wow, fast. So who? That's the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
Leary's head coach, Costner GM. Gotcha.
Just erase everything. They had two players they were picking from. With pros and cons.
Pros, speed.
Yeah, let's see what the pros and cons are.
The pros for the whoever's on
this,
the
this
Jennings.
Is the running back.
So that okay. Size. So Foster size, big play slash human resources pedigree. His dad is Terry Crews. Cons, some sort of ability.
I think it could be. Yeah, I might just say ability. The question mark. And then pass protection. And then off-field because he beat the fuck out of that guy.
Yeah.
And then Vontae Mack. They list him at 6'2", 245.
That's Chadwick.
Yeah, he ran a 40-yard dash. Arian Foster was 5'10", 220. He ran a 4.35.
Seems much more impressive. Well, no, 245 is big.
Yeah. So he's got speed, third down ability.
Ooh.
Apparently local product, even though he was clearly calling from Virginia earlier. Cons, size, because again, he's 5'10" in real life. They got him listed at 6'2".
Yeah, feels like good size.
And then take on.
So they're both running backs?
No, he's a running back. He's a DN. Like he's an edge rusher.
Gotcha.
So yeah, size would be a problem there.
Take on. This is the story of Michael Sam. Those are Michael Sam's numbers. Is that how it works? Nobody just airs. Like, would you give up? Who cares?
Why wouldn't they have that?
Also, you don't know that before you make the deal? Like, I don't. I should have asked you before I made the call. See, that's one of the guys I want to be. I want to be one of those background guys that clapping. Yeah. Well wisher number 6, Whiskers.
That's it.
1 for 1.
Three?
I hate when people say, like, if you swap, that's not, like, yeah. You give up 2 first-round picks to move up.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
Nah.
The Browns, just everyone's working by themselves.
What a solo ship. I see why they stink.
They're 6-10. That would be a huge year for the Browns.
The 6-10 team had the 7th pick. Everybody fucking sucks.
Everyone was nice. What do you mean?
7? I feel like that's... I don't know who's 6-10 this year. This is how I don't end up watching movies. I would Google that, and that's how I would just be out. Durability. It wasn't ability. It was durability.
Got it.
Which is the best ability.
Yes, Anthony, you're on the big phone. And can everybody hear me? Sonny, I'd like to congratulate you. I asked you to make a splash, and you did. Is everybody still there?
Anthony, how do you already know about this?
So 6-10 this year would have got you the 9th or 10th pick.
And they were at 7?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's not too far stretch. What great timing, wow.
Yeah.
Personally, when his name is announced, O'Callaghan's going to be the son I never had.
Anthony, you already have a son. Sonny,
nice work.
Is that settled? Yeah, maybe. We're still going to have to take another look at this kid and everything there is to know about him. I can feel good about what we just missed.
Meaning all of our jobs.
Yes, I do understand how important it is, but Mr. Weaver is not here right now.
9 hours left.
Time is flying.
Yeah, she just walked in.
Where's Allie?
I don't know where Allie is.
She's not in her office. Allie! Yeah.
People are just so very, like, easily available at this office.
That's like every time the phone rings, everyone always, like, picks it up immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello?
Hey now.
Mm-mm.
Tell him I'm not taking any of the calls right now.
Yes, sir. And what kind of soda?
I don't want a goddamn soda, Rich.
Thank you, Rich. What a butthead.
whatever it is that you and I have, you've been very clear that it wasn't.
Wait, what are you talking about here? I haven't been clear about anything.
I'm terrible at communication.
Boom.
Cut back to him. Cut back.
What did you have to give up for the number one
pick? So you weren't there when I just said the pick after that? You didn't hear any of that?
No, she went to go work to see if she had the money.
That's right, she ran it at just the right time.
Everyone here is an idiot.
Correct.
Except for her.
That's, yeah. That's how the real world works. I just have my feet up, just doing nothing.
Yeah. 9 hours left. Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. So Diddy is Callahan's agent?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. It's a good Dick Costner. Diddy hair look like me, man. That's wild.
Did I mention that Bo loves playing in the cold weather? Because Bo loves playing in the cold weather. We both know it's cold. I love the dog with the press. It's right here.
Oh, that's Callahan? That's Matthew McConaughey, man. That dude's 52. I thought that was a stylist.
Oh, no.
Six out of ten.
I've seen all the tape. I haven't talked to everyone that matters, but that's the thing. I still don't know.
What does that tell you?
Well, why the fuck did you ask?
If you knew the answer.
Is that?
What did the sign say?
Just said his dad. Like a skull and crossbone. Crushed it.
We want to go to Cleveland.
Everyone's pumped about Cleveland. Everyone. Aaron Foster can't wait to play there. Vontae Max begging to play there.
I can't wait to go to Cleveland, Dad.
And here comes his mom.
I thought it said MCM at first. I've been on Twitter way too long.
You made the trade like 2 hours ago. Cleve.
Is that how your mother does? Is that you and your mother talk? She just asks you about the intricacies of your job.
You're on Twitter?
Fried.
Well, his mom was the coach of, like, the greatest, or was the wife of the greatest coach in Browns history.
Fair. So, she knows what she's talking about. Yeah. I got you.
Allie is just Johnny on the spot. She's got
tremendous hearing.
Tremendous hearing, but also just knows there's a fire. She's like, oh, let me get the extinguisher I got.
I just had this on me. This is the only woman with sense in the entire movie.
Her and Jennifer Garner, that's it.
doing my job. You're doing yours. Your job is to coach the team I give you. They do it differently.
Yeah, they do. They win a lot.
That's simply not true.
Film was made in 1994. Where's this coming from?
That your dad died? Big secret.
So his dad was like Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, a little too fucked.
I was like, yeah, I can whoop your... Like, that threat doesn't mean nothing.
Look at this phone case. Brass knuckle phone case.
Yes. A very safe thing for a black man to be walking around with.
This is the top edge rushing prospect in the draft.
He's all of 5'10".
187. Josh Allen could have taken this advice.
He still can.
Did you see, he said, like, reports came out that he called Stephen A. Smith at 2 in the morning?
Like, about this?
Oh, yeah. Like, last night, after all started going viral, it came out that he called, Stephen A. Smith's, like, Reverend Al Sharpton. Like, what?
Yeah, what was Stephen A. Smith? Stephen A., you got to help me, man.
Yeah, I apologize to the black community. I'll tell them, Josh.
My good friend, Joshua Aloysius Al.
I don't understand, like, if you know you're about to get drafted, just delete your account. Get a new account. Like, start with zero tweets.
See, here's the thing. Are we missing anything important?
No, that's okay. Why I started talking about it now.
Good.
Hold on 1 second, actually, because he's about to tell him, like, Bo Callahan stinks.
It's pretty good.
Very ominous threat.
I don't know why I'd hire you if you're talking to me in this tone. This matter.
So, the Twitter thing.
The what now?
The Twitter thing. Josh Allen. I said, just delete your account, start a brand new one.
Like, that's
zero.
The thing. Like, once he gets drafted, wherever, like, I feel like he thinks like that. Like, and that's, like, again, if he was younger, whatever, but he doesn't have that polish yet. He came out of nowhere.
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you, like, at the combine, the NFL should just be like, delete your account.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, even if you delete that now.
Yeah, now it's too late.
Once he gets in front of a camera, like, that mindset is still going to be that he's going to say something crazy. Like, Josh Rosen is polished. Just polished as hell.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's like, nobody knew my name 12 months ago. I might say anything.
Star wide receiver. Like, you just say Andre.
Right. That's how arm strength works.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so their injured quarterback who played six games the year before, they went 5-1. He added 15 yards to his passing in one off season where he was also rehabbing.
Pretty good.
So he's just on steroids now.
Okay, so Wentz and Deshaun Watson are just going to be unreal this year. Watson's just throwing 70-yard bombs.
Lamar's going to be throwing it out of the stadium like Vic in that Powerade commercial.
Deshaun Watson just went to 4-1 now.
Yeah, they're both looking in the mirror. Assessing their lives.
Mm-hmm. Intertwined.
But yeah, Allen. Yeah, it happened with Wentz. His weren't like racist or anything. His were all just like,
yeah, I
want to cut my dick off.
Good stuff. Josh Allen had I love penis one. That was I think that was my favorite one.
Yeah. There were a couple that were funny.
That had the hose shaking like an earthquake. like a bridge on an earthquake.
Yeah.
We're doing on Callahan in the weakness department? Yeah, well, he has a weakness for
Okay.
That doesn't take away the website, yeah. You understand? Shutting the laptop does nothing.
One right before lunch and one between lunch and dinner.
Yeah, he's like, I disagree. I think they're all three after dinner.
What do you think the number is for like a D1, like Manziel when he was like after Heisman?
What number?
Like how many chicks would he do like having sex with like a week?
7 days in a week. 25? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Well, I guess you... I was going to say you take out Saturday for game day. I was like, no, but game night, that's where I figure it's where you're doing most of your numbers.
And also, that's, like, 10, like, 12 weeks out of the year?
Yeah. That, is that what you say?
25 sounds... Yeah, 25 20 to 30.
20 to 20, yeah.
There's probably a range of, like, 20 to 30.
Yeah.
Like, there's some hot weeks.
Right. Bye weeks, like, 40. Night of the week of Bama. 15. Yeah. Oh, he's got to focus. Come on, baby. I got to study my playbook.
It's three a day. It's one at breakfast. Why do you need to go 6 hours? There's 6-7 hours left.
We're humming. So the trade's official?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, okay. Got you. I just thought, okay.
No, just wait.
Oh, boy. Why do you like me?
You gave me 3 first round picks.
I'm just saying, why do you like me? I don't. Do we have to have this talk right now? Why do you like me?
Boo!
I was saying, Bo.
So,
oh, so they were outside the Seahawks office?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were outside the Cleveland office.
Oh,
okay.
No, they're humming. Ooh, in Cleveland. They
a
love
wrinkle.
It.
Oh, because Bo, yeah. Callahan's can't
they
miss.
They get effigies. They
pretty good. Afraid so. That is your ugly ass, sir.
That guy never comes back either.
He just out of there. One and two. What a swell lady.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's married to Timberlake, right?
No, it's Jessica Biel.
Damn. Hmm.
All gooey.
She's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? She's like, ah, we're just fucking. Like, this is all, this isn't necessary. Ooh.
Got him.
Speechless.
He just slugs it.
He just puts in a full Nelson for some reason.
On draft day, you talk to me, yeah, like this. We got 6 he's, hours left.
He just puts in the figure four. She reverses it because she's perfect at everything. And he's like,
tapping out.
Earlier, Earl Hebner comes in.
He's in his closet.
He jumps out of the fax machine. 1, 2, 3.
He's like, shoulders not down. Shoulders not down. He's reaching for the ropes.
Yeah. Well, he needs a second to regroup. They look way too stern, so I know this is way overacted.
Yeah.
I think overacting way better than bad acting.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I can come back. I'm going to come back. What do you need, Vic? Brian Drew just got to your office.
Steroids.
That's the current quarterback,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Tebow. Wow. Is that David Carr?
Looks like him.
Wow, Wild West. Is he old or something? Like, is that why they're trying to?
Who?
The
quarterback?
The current quarterback.
He's
just
like,
injury prone.
I think he's on his second contract.
Hmm.
Because he was with the Niners, and then he came to Cleveland.
Gotcha.
Like, they made it sound like he won in San Fran.
Yeah, I was just like, why? What's this big deal? This is the conversation Alex Smith has every summer. Every single summer. Give me a shot.
Well, what about next season?
The radio?
Huh?
The radio?
I just want to see if this is getting picked up at all.
Yeah.
Did nothing. Nope. Oh. Oh, no.
Psych.
What? I don't know why that would have happened. This isn't plugged into anything.
That's in the movie. Wow.
You've made it 40 minutes. You haven't been fussy.
That's what I'm saying. I deserve a belly rub and a bottle.
Why is this happening? Everything was going so smoothly.
There are only technical difficulties here.
It's true. It's the worst. It's the worst thing that's ever happened.
That's why I don't watch movies, man.
In offices in the middle of New York.
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on also you.
It's just spinning.
This part of the movie, is this like a long, it's like an interactive movie? Well played, Costner.
Those are coming, and I'm not looking forward to them at all.
Are they really?
Interactive movies?
But how do you interact? How do you interact?
Like I remember reading like Netflix was trying to do like choose your own adventure type, so they would just film multiple different
endings.
Like yeah, just like middle endings, and so. Why did our internet just go out? So there's no excuse. Oh yeah, sure. Start at the beginning.
Now we're cooking. It was 40 minutes.
Yeah. I set the bar high. Yep, there he is.
Dumfries again. Heck yeah.
There we go.
If I trade you, I trade you. If I don't, I don't. Do something. Worry about money. Don't worry about both. Definitely, most absolutely goddamn important. You do not bother me with your shit. I'm working here.
I got 4 hours. I've been wasting time left and right.
Let me do my job. I'm just going to start yelling that.
You know what's great about hockey playoffs? They call every building a barn.
I do like that.
I'm just going to do that for every building I'm in now.
Pretty good. I thought you were going to say for NBA stadium, but just everybody. Yeah,
we'll go, any building.
Going back to the barn.
Yeah. Allie's fed the fuck up.
Uh-oh. A woman ignoring a man? Mm.
Oh boy.
It's those little bitty brains and that menstruation.
Get the fuck away from me.
Yes, sir.
trash the fuck out of his office. Kansas City.
Oh, boy. Andy Reid and the gang are getting in the mix. It's a good-looking stadium.
It is.
Yeah, that's damn good.
Yeah, the red seats.
Yeah, that's a good touch. We won it.
Yeah, this is Alex Smith Kaepernick all over. Mm-hmm,
yeah, this is only Alex Smith. Who's the mixed quarterback this year that's going to eventually take Alex Smith's job next? It's going to be Kaiser next.
Probably.
Once Kaiser gets ready, he's going to take over for him in Washington. Three first round
picks. Okay. We never see this guy again.
He's ready to give up a haul, and he's just like, we'll give you 8 first round. I said I'll think about it. Jack, is everyone else around here about getting the first pick? I don't really get Jack to just manage the cap. How's a girl like you getting this game anymore? No, oh boy. Pretty little thing like you getting this big old football industry.
Who eats chips like that?
I've never.
Just dump them all.
That's
over
a wild move. She could like just turn the bag up, like dump them all in her mouth. That's way more acceptable than dumping them in something else to eat. He's jealous. You have his ear. I don't talk to him. It's not about me, it's about the people of Cleveland. I think Callahan might be the best prospect in the draft, but I think the best stupid
and scared. You already got to get right through. But my offense is like a pro. So I'm trying to figure out why I got it.
That didn't this year, y'all was had that. Like, I understand he was hurt, but shit, that counts.
Football has the most asinine language for no reason. No reason.
It's tremendous.
She's eating a waffle chips.
Just a waffle quarter chips and didn't eat any of it.
Oh, this guy.
I thought that was Gary Gergich. Quarterback rich states. So that's assistant.
This is like their private eye.
Get a big dinner for his 21st birthday in some restaurant. Locals find out who the dinner's for as I start filing in. Things get out of control. Manager called the cops. Somebody broke his office and stole some money. Of course, none of this is Bo's fault. And they just found this out. This is Josh Allen's
just
tweets.
Wait,
oh
just
boy.
Wait. He handed him a file like with more papers than the Bible in it.
To tell him two things. He could have shot him a text.
There you go. Here's head coach of Wisconsin, Ron Dunn.
4 hours left. Hey,
coach. You're about to be a very happy man. Callahan
Yeah, but you guys usually suck. They were really rubbing his face in it. Good grief.
Didn't say teammates.
Except his teammates. Stopped him in his tracks.
Yeah. No, I don't want to fuck up this draft pick.
Most of those kids are black, so yeah.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah.
If money was stolen, I'm sure the cops would be like, couldn't have been that.
Yeah, I don't know. We got all the secondary and running backs. The offensive line was nowhere to be found.
Can you imagine if a whole team got arrested?
Oh, yeah. Well, they just forfeit the game. Yeah, DNP arrested.
Yeah, the Browns fans are jacked up.
Of course. Good old Pumpkinhead.
That's a real fan.
I know.
And from what Browns fans tell me, they hate him.
So they really did their research here. Great.
We're in Buffalo now.
Heck yeah.
Just
home of the Bills.
Itching to make a bad trade.
What a bad stadium. 3 hours. Okay, we're getting to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, everything takes an hour.
He gets it just to trade. Now I'm listening.
Antonio Taylor, our first round of next year and the year after that. There's two number ones, a blue chip running back. I know who they are, man.
I heard the fucking trade.
I'm intrigued. Good. Make a deal. Well, you gotta give me some time.
Everything takes you an hour.
Right. We say two players and two picks.
Yeah, so two ones like next year, the year after that, a running back and
some other player.
Yeah, the other guy, I can't remember if he's an offensive lineman or like a linebacker.
I just got off the phone with Max Stone.
Yeah. Max Stone. Oh, boy.
Coaches love draft picks. How sexist.
He doesn't block. I don't need him to block.
One of the knocks against Ray Jennings was he couldn't block.
Oof. Yeah, I remember that. Held back all the great running backs.
They
so
never
somehow be an hour. It's going to somehow be an hour.
They never revisit the trade. That's it.
It's a bad trade, yeah.
Jeff Lowe from Lights, Camera, Podcast was telling me, like, this, they just, he was working the draft that year. And so, like, they would just, like, this was, like, real people waiting for the draft. So they didn't know these were, like, actors and shit.
They thought it was, like, real people pulling up.
Yeah. So, like, Bo Callahan, like, walks the red carpet. And, like, he said, he was getting interviewed like he was, like, one of the prospects from people who just had no idea what was going on.
That's tremendous.
I'm not sitting with these bums, right?
Yeah, no. He'd be like, no offense, fellas. I'd be like, yeah, none taken. You didn't work this hard to sit with me. Oh, boy. The good man. These things never happen. No one ever trades for picks.
How does everyone keep hearing? The one round NFL draft, everyone knows.
Right. I need to win now. I need a rookie quarterback. My job's on the line.
Yeah, so Penn technically hasn't coached yet. Like, they just hired him.
Leary?
Yeah. Like, they fired his dad. His dad died. They brought in Dennis Leary.
True.
And he's asking to be fired immediately before coaching a game.
Belichick. Dennis Belichick. I like, he's like, I can't. I might not be around long enough to see the fruits of this trade. So you're going to bet it all on a rookie quarterback? That's how this works? I've got to win some games now. Is there any way this is true?
I've heard the story a billion times.
I have too, but is it? I feel like. I mean, yeah, I feel like it's a cool thing for Joe Montana made it. Like, one day he's like, oh, yeah, I made that up. I just want those guys to think I was cool. What if they just went, hey, Joe, get your fucking head in the game.
Hey, Candyman will be there after that. You can talk to him whenever you please. We got a game to win here.
Hey, dickhead, the clock's ticking. We don't have any timeouts. Like, we're.
This is the Super Bowl. This is for week three.
He just goes, that's John Candy. That's Kevin Durant. He's taking pictures.
Yeah, I want to hear the stories where, like, that story influenced that just didn't work at all.
Yeah, no. Just like, didn't.
Andy Dalton's like, is that Otis Spunkmeyer?
What like, the fuck?
Yeah, what?
AJ Dream is like, I'm fucking out of here. I'm out of here. It turns out, I was like, no, it's not Otis Spunkmeyer. It's not even him.
It's just a guy. He'll lose. Pittsburgh wins by 3.
That's his brother, Rory Spunkmeyer.
You fool. How am I supposed to trust this guy? Oh, yeah, here we go.
They're going to find something brand new that they've never seen before.
Just wait. They sure do.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the zoom in's when you know it's fake.
Boom. I'd give the other guy the credit on that.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, they're, I wouldn't put that on Callahan. Like, if you're saying you gotta hit 2 seconds after the ball was snapped. Bo Hackenberg? Terrible Bayou. Tackle play. Yeah. Some turnstile work there. It's almost like highlights make people look good. It's wild.
Back to back sacks.
But he got sacked. Uh-oh.
It was pocket work.
Nice downfield.
And one.
Gets rocked.
Yeah. Great catch by the receiver. That's getting overlooked by everyone in the room.
No dice. Got to put it right on the money. How could he not?
That guy just said he's pure Roethlisberger.
Sure. Uh-oh. Duh.
Like fourth down, game on the line. Yeah, no fullback out there. It's at Wisconsin and Wisconsin alone does
1971.
It.
What is he pointing at?
Vontae Max not on the field. Undraftable. Watch this. Just, oh, yep, sticking with the play. Stripped.
Got him.
Ball's just on the ground.
Oh, boy.
Rumbling. Stumbling.
There's running, nothing but green grass.
Running
12 down.
Miles an hour.
That's Bozeman, all right.
It's so small.
So, I was like, that might really be him.
Yeah. Gives the ball to the fan in the stand. What? Hey, you flag me.
Like, whoa.
He just shakes the ref. Oh, you're out of here, Bozeman.
CB, boom, you're out of here.
He takes the helmet off. He can't believe it.
This changes everything. God, y'all, some bad juju in the office, man. She's got all the running back files for any running back ever just on hand.
Off the top of her head.
Why'd you wear heels all day? I feel like people do like a 12-hour day, you wear the tennis shoes till it's draft time.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? No, she found the note.
Oh, yeah. It's just everyone keeps dying in this movie. There's multiple deaths. 2 hours. Rich Eisen. Don't blame me when this shit fucks up.
Yeah, no. I'm two Zans in. You see these shades? Fucking faded, man. Don't... I really am excited for the draft now. Like, I haven't been until today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, somebody's going to make some bad decisions.
This is happening right now.
So oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a documentary. Want to have sex real quick?
Fair. Cost both of us our jobs, but fair.
My wife would also disagree with this. My wife and four kids would also find issue with this. This would be the little nerd kid.
They keep just being in the closet, too.
Yeah.
Like,
they keep getting found.
Word.
I knew it was a little nerd kid. Woman.
Legs.
Mr. Jones. Toots. Oh, man.
He's still growing it. Look at this leggy dame.
Johnny. Bee's knees. That seems like a bad idea.
Terrible. That's how Jay Crowder tried to get Durant.
Right. He said they put what in the end?
$100 bill. Just
gotcha. There was no $100 bill.
You're a
bull. Can you just tell me? Like, he keeps doing, ask me
oh,
what.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Said that he read it. He didn't say anything. Then he ate the book.
Said something like, oh yeah, now I remember. Good one, guys. Jack said he is the only guy to tell a lie and to have the balls stand and stick up for the lie.
I like his moxie.
Said it was the second strangest response he'd seen to the $100 bill thing.
What's the first?
Barack Obama.
A kid mailed a $100 bill back to them.
You know that kid was? Ryan Laletta.
Hey,
fuck this movie, man.
I told you. That guy's the best. He's got two scenes. He steals the show.
I just like how he just never gives information. You want to know what time it is? You don't want to know what I'm going to eat for lunch? Just tell me where you're going for lunch, Tony. You know what I'm doing tonight? Just what do you got planned this weekend, man? Damn. Who, Matt?
Oh, yeah. I know one thing. Houston wants another D-end.
Got him.
Houston just run by a bumbling fool.
I'm going to start doing it. Anytime somebody gets the upper hand, you just hang up the phone. Even if it's just in real life, you just like, drive home safe and just walk away. That's Kane.
You can't believe
fuck
it.
Fuck that.
I'd rather do anything else.
Where did he thought? He thought he was like top 10 lock?
He thought the Browns were going to take him at 7. So, yeah. But he said in the phone call earlier, he's like, I've watched the mock drafts. If you don't take me, I'm going to slide.
Got
I can't
you.
Take a
okay.
mid-round paycheck.
I got you.
So that's his ex-wife and his mom.
True. Why is his ex-wife here?
Two hours till the draft.
Right. This would take all of, 5 minutes? Like, also, it was his dad, too, right? Like, he's like, Mom, get over it. Fucking Friday. Oh, my God. Jilly on the spot. Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's they fucking smile. Her hair gets more volume every time she comes in the scene. Jesus. That is how white people talk to y'all's mamas, though.
She's in the wrong here.
All right, Marshall. Okay.
It's not even his laptop.
Do people really do that? Like, do you destroy stuff when you get really mad?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't have that. Not my own shit.
Like, I've definitely destroyed, like, a lot of controllers in my... Not a lot, probably, like, 3 controllers in my life.
Mm. I don't know, they named the field after him, right?
Yeah. So,
who would know it meant that much to him?
Who would have known one of 32 professional football team practice fields?
What was it? Why did you leave it?
That's why he didn't like his pot. Shit. Should have fired her.
My mother. But don't get me wrong, I'm the one who fired her, but it was my mother who asked her to do it.
Can you fire Dad, please?
Okay, Mom.
My dad's doctors told him that the stress of pressure was going to kill him. Of course, he was to retire. So now I have a choice. The time he has left at home with my mother.
That'd be wild.
Yeah, you'd hate to see it.
I gave it to my mom.
How come you never told me that?
To be honest, bitch, it wasn't your business.
You let him believe it was only some kills of fire.
They clearly had discussions like, hey, you should retire.
Right. No. Yeah, no.
I won't do it. She gets the whole office.
She, of course. They're going to punt him. Just punt the ashes. They just go everywhere.
Brian Drew's going to throw him 67 yards.
Extra 15. Throws him 82 yards.
That's everyone in that goddamn building.
An hour left. What time does the draft start? 7? 8?
Probably 7. Or
I feel like 7. First pick's like 9:15.
Yeah, they'll say 7.
Yeah.
He's like, whoops.
Who could have done such a thing? A monster. My penis is simply too large. I'm sorry. I'm cranky.
Quick little pep talk for the nerd intern about to burst into tears.
Just remember, I have a really big dick. Go get him, kid.
40 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we're getting to the nitty gritty. Would you ever go to a draft just like as a fan? If your team had a top pick, maybe?
It would have to be the Celtics. And no, I wouldn't.
I'm trying to. Number one overall pick, maybe. Or if, like, I don't know. It'd have to be, like, top two. Like, I know the guy we're getting, and I know it's, like, I'm going to love him.
It could never be the Patriots, because we would just probably trade it.
Correct. You show up, and it's nothing.
And we did do that with the Celtics pick less than 12 months ago.
Yeah?
Nah, I might go for, like, a video or something.
Yeah.
But not just, like, as a regular guy in the stands.
Throwing the jersey. Oh, boy. I thought I smelled murder. This fresh face is cracking me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's shaved all the way down.
Good news.
I
want
to talk to Mo, Chris.
Hey, man, you want to speak to me?
Glad.
just who I wanted to hear from.
Yeah, I don't care.
Listen, I'm going to ask you something. I want you to be absolutely honest with me. You think you can do that?
Yes, sir, anything, Mr. Weaver.
Oh, did your teammates come to your birthday party?
The fuck?
You're breaking up.
I was fucking shit cocked.
I was on cloud 76, though. Whew. I told him I was really drunk.
Yeah. Told him the first chance I could get legally hammered, boy, did I.
I like to
seemed
go
to take
gym.
It well. He agreed. So he handled it as well.
I'm going to Cleveland.
I got way more shit-faced on my 20th birthday.
I've never been... Like, not for a birthday, isn't it? I'm still here. There's nothing to celebrate. No, I'm trying... Yeah, I don't have, like, a milestone.
That's a Quaker Oats, man.
That's our first president. Have some respect.
No, it wasn't. It was just my 20th birthday. It was the first year I lived off campus. And it was the first Thursday everyone was back. Because I'm, like, right in the beginning of September.
Gotcha.
So everyone was just, like, ready to fucking go. And we lived on, like, the best place to live at UMass. So there were, like, legit, like, 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
It was crazy, crazy shit.
Just for your birthday, or just in general?
Well, like, there were probably, like, 100 people there for my birthday. Mm. And then, like, we were right off the bus stop, again, like, on this, like, row of houses that everyone just went
like
to.
Right
to,
off Kent, yeah.
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 So, like, we, like, literally got off the bus stop, and, like, that yard was just my house.
Got you.
All right, here we go.
Oh boy.
They started talking about how Peyton Manning was a tough pick to make. People they didn't believe in him.
The guy was too short. I just don't know if he ever really focused on the game.
Put his hands on the paperback.
Heck yeah.
You know what it says on that paper? Go ahead, ask me. I'll tell you. 7 minutes. Let's go.
You want to know what's before 7? 6. Yeah, this seemed like a move, like a nice draft party.
Yeah, like a draft
that
party is
like
different.
The move, yeah.
Yeah. These are all like season ticket holders and shit.
And Andrew and James.
Yeah. Some Papa John's.
Oh, boy. MAGA pizza. Get the hell out of here. Oh, boy.
Brian Drew's wife's like, I'm going to leave you.
Yeah, you better hope for good news.
This relationship was already rocky. All right, so they're in Cleveland, and this draft's at, like, a couple blocks from us at Radio City Music Hall.
Okay.
Like, this is the first pick, and, like, the owner's right here. Just keep that in mind about what's about to happen.
Got you. People love Roger Goodell. This is the most egregious lie told to me in this movie. No one loves Roger Goodell.
Cheers from all angles.
Right, that's CGI.
Admiration,
yeah.
As far as I can see.
God thinks he's silver. That's what I love about Goodell, man. He's really got his pulse on, like...
America.
Yeah, just everything.
She said the same thing twice. So. I don't know.
She's like, I'm doubling down. Oh, God. Is it 10 minutes between picks in real life? I'm not excited for the draft anymore.
It is 10 minutes. First round's 10 minutes, yeah. And they take every goddamn second. And
every other round is what, 5? Second, third, or like 7?
I think it's 5 for the second and third, and then I think it goes down to 2.
Is it 2?
I think so. I could just be making that up, but I don't think it's 5 the whole way.
Yikes.
There are simply too many picks.
It's over 3 days. They've got some time. Yeah, we're at the draft, the NFL.
Are you fucking sure?
Very quiet for a...
That's today?
Huh?
Electricians, we
fuck
stink.
You guys, yeah. Oh, boy. I feel like some mischief is afoot.
All right, so they got it in. There's 6:30 left.
Okay,
yeah, there were plenty
of time. Little time. Brandish, that's a good word.
Yeah, another strong
thing,
sentence.
Yeah, I normally think weapon, so he flipped it on me. Fan favorite, Roger Goodell.
A lot of Browns fans in the house, too. Like, what? The first pick of the 2014 NFL draft.
The Cleveland Browns select. No one. Vontae Mack. He's like a 15th pick. It'd be like if Harold Landry goes number one tonight. Like, like, okay, I see the appeal, but number one, sheesh.
And someone also traded 3 first-round picks to do it.
to get Harold Landry.
He can't believe it.
Wow.
These things happen. He's like, what?
I don't get to live in Cleveland.
Pandemonium. He's like, I'm not listening to any of you.
Tremaine Edmonds just goes number one overall tonight. That's hysterical to me.
And with the first overall pick, Sam Hubbard.
Deron Payne, Alabama. Yeah.
He's out of there.
Oh, boy.
They're right. This kid doesn't have the gumption.
Jeez.
You fucking idiot. We could have got him at fucking set. We could have traded down and got him.
We could have traded each pick down and picked up 16 additional picks.
He's like, I'm out. I quit.
Wait, who did the owner want?
He wanted the quarterback.
I don't know. Okay, that's what I thought.
Or the running back at 7. He was fine with either of those things. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
That's what he carried around all day with him?
Yeah. So he.
Did his wife write that for him?
Meanwhile, like, while he was trading for those 3 firsts, he forgot about the note.
But, oh, shit.
So they made the pick. He gets out of that building, which would probably take 15, 20 minutes, gets in this car.
Brass Knuckles Mac here.
This place is way too calm for him just going first overall.
Yeah. He's not even at the draft. I fuck with the Bozeman Reels. Like, I'm going to make the Widow's Peak a thing. Like, he's committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just grinning uncontrollably.
Yeah. He's like, thank Christ I don't have that 15 paycheck.
What kind of phone is that? That might be number 2. Like,
no way this door would open either. No chance. Because people would just be coming and going.
I was going to say, like, or there would not be a line of people right there.
You're fucking panicking.
They'll take you 2. You're right.
He's like, I've been first for months. What happened?
Bo Bridgewater. Yeah. What a horrible move.
Oh, he's not even close to done.
Oh, boy.
This movie could have easily just been from pick one through, like, it could have just been the draft, but they had to have people die in
little backstory
pregnancies.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like if the Jets gave that to trade up to three, and then they take, like, Roquan Smith.
Right, right.
I need to smell your breast right this moment. That's Aaron Rodgers? Wow.
Well, they're comparing him to Geno Smith now.
Oh,
they compared him to Dan Marino just before that.
Geno Marino, we all know the legend.
Classic Miami.
With their expected picks, they're panicking. Every team doesn't need a quarterback. That I was like,
right.
I already went to the bathroom. This is ageism.
Let's call our pal Jeff. Get some soft rock playing.
Very central rock.
Fucking Fleece time. That's what Danny Ainge hears
at
all hours of all days.
He just wakes up out of bed with shades on for some reason.
Oh, boy. Jaguars are... They're like, oh, God.
There's going to be Chaps on the phone. Bill, Chaps is the representative.
Bill Burr can't believe it.
about this thing. What's wrong with Callahan? Nothing. We like Vontae better. The Rams took this movie would have been much better if Bill Burr played Kevin Costner.
He's just giving Dennis Leary hell
just,
the whole time.
Just grief. Right now. You're right. Hold on. I agree. With the fourth pick of the 2014 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Oh, God. That would never happen. Oh, cornerback.
Yeah.
Well, that would never happen either.
That's a bad pick.
It's not a receiver from Georgia Tech? Are you kidding?
I like how he has no ideas. Matt Harrod's one of the best in the league, apparently. That's why he's picking fifth.
Matt Keenum. Yeah. There are too many quarterbacks. Nobody wanted Brian Drew. The top seven teams all wanted quarterbacks, and he was like, nah. What's wrong with Callahan? Why is everyone passing on him? Why did you pass on him? I told you we like Vontae better. Damn it, Sonny. I'm about to be on the clock here. Please. What's wrong with Callahan? Can I be frank with you? Yes. I think he's a bust. Ooh. The B word. Beats me.
Like he stinks.
Hell of fine. He's our best rated prospect ever.
Yeah. This is Andrew Luck taking a slide because the Colts passed on him.
Right. You see, I saw today a guy from PFF said your third corner is as valuable as your starting running back now.
15. Like 15?
Yeah, so nickel corners are more valuable than starting running backs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
So.
Strong disagree.
I see what he's saying, but it's like,
like your number two corner.
Yeah, maybe. Like, yeah, having a good set of corners essential now. Three? It's like saying that. Yeah,
get like a league average corner. Maybe if you're saying like a league average third number, if that number three corner is as valuable as like a
That's
number.
What I'm saying. Like, I guess that's what he's trying to.
That sounds awesome, Sonny. Spitballing here, Jeff. Two number twos to the sixth overall. I'm not an idiot. I give you ones, but I already dealt them. Well, you're going to have to do better than
that. Three number twos. That's the shittiest offer I've heard. Get off my fucking line. I got picks to make. Give me Brian Mack in 3 seconds. Now we're talking. Or Brian.
Vontae, or Brian Drew.
Yeah.
Final offer. Take our number two pick this year, next year, the next year after that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, relax.
Like, how many number twos would it legit? It took three number twos to move three spots. So how many number twos would it take to legit just get, like, the number seven pick?
Well, this guy's an idiot, so. And this is the number six pick, I'll have you know.
Oh, excuse me. It'd take, like, nine number twos. It's like a minute left.
Yeah. Well, the Broncos are on the clock, I think, still.
Nah.
After you make your offer, you can't talk anymore. You just go let him sit with it.
So he did for three or four?
Three.
He traded three number twos.
For the sixth pick.
Over. Who won that deal? Would you rather have three number twos or the sixth pick?
If you think Sonny Weaver Jr. is done wheeling and dealing, you're out of your mind.
Eight number threes.
He's traded.
My third year after that.
The next
year after that. And the year after that.
He's traded six picks. All ones and twos. For
a guy who's going to go 15 and a guy who slid from one to seven. Oh, no, he's not going to take Callahan, is he?
Oh. No, he's
has that ever happened? I feel like it wouldn't, but I feel like it probably has. Somebody's probably done this before.
A Herschel Walker? Like that?
True.
He doesn't even like this coach.
Just let me do my job. I got 4 days till retirement. Let me do my job.
Come and shoot. Just
so he's got seven now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy,
it's like those old commercials where they say the name of the lawyer. I've got Melbourne Mills.
Yeah.
What? Let's settle.
Everyone drop the phone.
Yeah, let's settle this one.
I feel like there has to be a note that goes out to all the GMs before they announce it on fucking TV, right?
That says what?
That like a trade happened.
Oh yeah.
So otherwise, why don't you just lie?
Heads up, yeah. I just traded for the number one pick, so you're dealing with me. What do you got? Oh, yeah. He's about to get all his capital back. Heck, yeah. The movie would have been better if Pitbull was Kevin Costner, too. unbelievable.
Because at the end of the day, no one's the wiser. Tom, you haven't lost anything, and you get the quarterback beside you've always wanted for $7 million less.
Pretty good. Right, yeah, I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'll just keep the three future first.
Yeah, and that's seven, and you don't want them.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're good. We'll wait for you taking, then we'll fleece you for Brian Drew. We'll give you a fourth.
He just made the claim that he's been scouring the Seahawks message boards all day.
The number six pick, the golden ticket.
Fuck you. I just traded number two.
I know how much worthless those are.
That's what that those idiot Carson took.
Those don't give me diddly.
Why do all these teams have salary cap problems?
There's no other way to get that seven. You can't restructure. Left tackle. I want Walter Jones.
Sweet. They get a kick returner.
I also want Joshua Cribbs.
I'm sorry, that deal's now off the table. What? We live in a different world than we did just 30 seconds ago.
That's what you said to me earlier. It's a callback. What? The fuck do you want now?
Our special teams is terrible.
Doesn't matter. I want all my picks back, and I want David goddamn Putney just because I feel like it.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah. I've seen that already. You make this deal right now, Tom, and you get Bo Callahan.
I wish the Broncos just took Bo Callahan.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we don't need one, but this guy, we can trade him.
Like, yeah, this is a chip.
Come on, Tom, say it with me, you pancake-eating motherfucker.
God, he's bitching him in front of everyone.
Yeah. Just dragging them all around. Hey, just fucking say yes, Tom.
All right.
They saved all their swears for this one scene.
You goddamn fucking dude.
So he still traded 3 years of seconds for the number seven pick. For one. He traded really? 3 second round picks for the first overall pick.
That doesn't sound terrible.
No. But when you take the seventh-rated guy.
Yeah, at his position. Let's trade for him.
That's right. Cleveland royalty. Haven't I been telling everybody that that's what we need, a running back?
You never said those words. Yeah.
You said he couldn't block.
Wait, so Seattle ultimately gave up.
They just moved down and took the quarterback there. And they traded their punt returner.
They moved from 7 to 6.
They moved from 1 to 6 because they had the one first overall pick. They moved from 1 to 7, and then they traded their kick returner to get up to 6.
But what did they net? They netted nothing.
They got the quarterback they wanted. And lost. And they gained $8 million in cap space, factoring in David Putney's salary.
But they lost 3 first-round picks and the punt returner.
Technically, if you look at it, they never really had the picks. They had them for like 3 hours.
That counts to me. Like
they did have them, yes.
Right. What a shit deal. I'd fire the Seattle.
No, he saved their $7 million. He's a hero.
Sure, that, no
the message
check.
Boards are all over him. No, they love him.
Reddit Seahawks loves him. No luxury tax.
Yankees just went on a walk-off in real life.
Did they? What are they playing?
I don't know. I just the Twins, I think. I just see a whole bunch of celebration.
Oh, no.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's a great deal.
Oh, boy. I don't care why he slide. We want him. Get in here. Welp.
Was it the new kid who hit a walk-off? That'd be terrifying.
But is his dad also his agent?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Heck yeah.
I don't know, it was Gary Sanchez. All right, I can live with that. Gary Sanchez is a monster.
That's when it, what, two yesterday or two the other night?
Yeah.
That's when the kid you were talking about, right?
Yeah, it was like the one he's like the new Manny. He was hitting like 100 coming into, like just he had a slow start to the year. Now he's hit like 5 home runs this week. What would you rate Arian's acting performance? Oh, hold on, wait. Berman.
What?
He still traded 3 second-round picks for a thug running back who's beating people up all over town and an undersized pass rusher.
He's also not durable. He's no Kasan Teague. Now that's, I got your goddamn callback.
So, yeah, did you notice the owner left from the middle of downtown New York on a Thursday night, got to Cleveland, and about 4 picks.
Yeah, that's how long the draft is. That sounds about right. To nothing.
He had the 7th pick.
And ended up with the first.
He got the pass.
Seconds.
Yeah, he got the pass rusher he wanted, and he got the running back.
And
they're
and
all
the
there somehow.
They're chanting Super Bowl for a team that went 6-10 and added an undersized pass rusher and a running back. You've been looking for me all this time? Bitch, we was at the draft.
Balling her eyes up.
What do you mean there's nobody down here?
I don't know if I've seen this part. I usually end it when they all start chanting Super Bowl. This is terribly sad. I'm
here for
this.
Look, though.
His dad's like, it's 3 seconds!
Right. I would never. Never! I trade back, not a...
That's what we do in the Weaver household. We're a trading back bunch.
Back, not forwards, upwards, not forwards, and always twirling. Twirling.
She learned her name.
Twirling. Bye, Mom. Don't call me that. That's Dionne Warwick. You know what Dionne Warwick looks like?
I think so.
That. That's Dionne Warwick.
She just passes out, smashes her head in the glass. Like so many, they just jam all of these.
It's
yeah,
a lot.
You're right. Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Dionne Warwick also looks like Offset, which once it was pointed out to me, I can't unsee it.
Yeah, that's one of those things. So what do you think?
Oh,
what do you think
boy.
Of Draft Day, the cinematic masterpiece?
Oh boy, how many Oscars did this win?
Yeah, how many, Dan, are you a big Draft Day guy? So we just did a live podcast watching Draft Day.
Over?
Yeah, it's the last scene.
No, boy.
Much anticipated. No matter fucking what. Trades 3 second-round picks for an undersized 40-year-old linebacker.
Yeah, kid was going to go like 15. They took him in first.
And took an undrafted running back 7th.
It worked out, right?
It did. I forgot this scene. They run on the field to start the next season.
16-0, dream big.
A lot of money with draft day two, finding out what happens with Bo Callahan.
Ooh.
I mean, he was a bust. No one came to his birthday, Dan.
Guys, let's edit that out, put our brains together, and write that movie.
Jim Brown.
It's actually not a bad idea to write draft day two.
Hey, edit that out the tape. We'll
I'll cut it out.
They all got fired. Keep that in-house.
Do you think the most unbelievable part of the movie is when Roger Goodell comes on the stage and everyone cheers him?
They just love him.
Yeah, it's either that or it's just making the Browns more
competent. Well, it's either that or the Vontae Mack thinking that he's going to slide in the draft because, yeah, linebackers always slide in the draft. No team needs linebackers.
He's like, I'm either going 7th or 15th.
Right.
Or
no
undrafted.
One slides in the draft except quarterbacks. Linebackers are needed every single year.
Nobody rushes the passer anymore, Dan. What can you do?
Seriously, when has a linebacker been like, oh, shit, he's going 20 picks later than we thought?
Yeah. Free G5, I'm G5. Yeah. Toast to them all. She said she loved me, but I know the truth. She been fucking my dog. Lately I've been feeling crazy, so I ain't been answering calls. I just been getting the money and saving and keeping my back on the wall. I'm never gon' fall. Straight to the money, no stop. I'ma go straight to the star. Free all of my niggas sitting in the cell blocks. I'ma give it all I got. I'ma go straight to the stars. Condo with a top floor. We were so high, you can ask God. You can ask God. I know they hate it. I see they face it. They mad I made it. I'm on their ass. I'm getting this bag. I ran it up fast. Stand up in their chest with no apology. Mama sent a text, said she proud of me. Youngins in the hood watching out for me. Money all colors like Monopoly. Park the Jeep. Hop in the Vic. Stay on their ass. Stay on their neck. Keep me a check. Viper can yellow. I painted it red. And I pay cash. You heard what I said. Going crazy. I've been feeling the rage. Last year I was sitting in the cage. This year I'm going all the way. Taking drugs, trying to ease the pain. I see them watching. They on my trip, they tryna follow the wave. They on my page, they know that I'm paid. Ain't been in town in days. Most of these niggas, they old news. All of these bitches been ran through. I'ma save all the 50s and keep the hundreds. Then spend all the doors on getting money. Straight from the jigs to a jig. We been getting real fly. Free G5 on a G5. Ball man, then I'm no Levi's. Scrap to a T, who on war with us. Dually sit up like a armor truck. I brought it out, it's a one-on-one. Niggas screaming gang, they ain't one of us. Toast to them all. She said she love me, but I know the truth. She been fucking my dog. Lately I've been feeling crazy, so I ain't been answering calls. I just been getting the money and saving and keeping my back on the wall. I'm never gon' fall. Straight to the money, no stop. I'ma go straight to the top. Free all of my niggas sitting in them cell blocks. I'ma give it all I got. I'ma go straight to the stars. Condo with a top floor. We were so high, you can ask God. You can ask God. Straight down in Gucci. She Roger Vinci. She matching my fly. I know it's wrong, but fuck it, it's wrong. I don't wanna be right. Let's take a trip. If we leave now, you land tonight. We gon' take a trip to Dubai. Guarantee we won't see nobody. Nobody safe where I come from. Young niggas going straight dumb. 50 hollow tilts and knee drum. Throwing foes up with little one. Hopping our trucks. We suited up, we ready for war. For real, yeah, that's my boy. That's really my dog. We went from boys to bands. Straight to the money, no stop. I'ma give it all I got. I'ma give it all I got. I'ma give it all I got. Straight to the money, no stop. I'ma go straight to the top. I'ma go straight to the top. I'ma go straight to the top.